7:12, 75 degrees outside. It's the Hometown Morning Show brought to us by Gentry's, and one of our favorite friends is in to see us. Good morning, Alex Bryan. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're going to talk a little bit of 4-H. You all have had a different summer than you've ever had before.
Yeah, it's definitely been unique, but I have to thank all of our volunteers and all the extension staff and everybody who's, you know, pushed through, and we've offered a lot of virtual programs and grab-and-go kits, and it's been a good summer. It's been different. We haven't been able to have camp and a lot of our normal summer programming, but we've made it through it, and I'm here because I wanted to talk about we're still going to have our 4-H festival.
Good. We had some fun stuff come to our house. We stopped by the extension office last week, and Anna ran in and got all kinds of goodies, and You have made lemonade, if you will.
Out of a difficult situation, for sure.
So what's going on? What are y'all up to?
Well, we had the last 4-H club in a box picked up this week, and it was just kits with all sorts of projects. Most of them are eligible for judging at our 4-H festival on the 24th. So if people want to drop off, you know, what they would typically turn in at our festival would be the art projects, gardening, food, the bug collections, geology collections, all that kind of stuff that normally would have gone on to state fair. Okay. So we're still going to have that judging on the 24th if people will drop projects off. And even if you didn't get a club in a box, if you have been working independently at home and making some cool things like woodworking kits or whatever it may be, you can still turn those in for judging too.
Great. Awesome. So, you know, all is not lost, 4-Hers.
That's right.
You can still make the most of this, and hopefully, you know, we'll see some sort of normalcy soon. I know I've got one at home that was pretty blue about no 4-H camp, but she's a lifer.
Me too.
And you're definitely a lifer. You know, but it's going to get better. But kudos to you all for keeping, you know, something going on all the time. Of course, I could go to the extension office every day and it wouldn't bother me at all. I love it. I think it's one of the best resources you know, in the county. You know, they have got their hands in so many good things. And I can't urge you enough, folks. And maybe you're new to the county. You've got kids that are starting to get to an age. Maybe you've not had any experience with 4-H. Do it. Because it's multi-layered.
For sure.
4-H does everything.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about it, and why I became a 4-H agent is because there's so many different types of programs. There's something for every kid, whether it's agriculture or bugs or food or sewing, science, robotics, everything. So something for any kid of all ages. So that's kind of what we've done during all this COVID times that we're facing, is try to provide virtual programming. We started our Breckenridge County 4-H YouTube channel, so definitely subscribe.
Oh, now how do we find that on YouTube?
If you'll search Breckenridge County 4-H, and it's most of the videos are from Extension staff, volunteers teaching different 4-H projects. So you can follow along and even enter some of those projects in the 4-H festival if you want. And we have some great prizes. So we're very excited about it.
Everybody likes to win prizes.
That's
so
right.
Get after it, y'all. Get after it. What else we got to go over while we've got you today?
Well, for those that didn't get to go to camp, we did pass out over 60 camp in a bag. So that was a huge success.
Awesome,
those were fun. So if anybody has any pictures or videos of your camp in a bag, any of the grab and go kits or the club in a boxes, if they will share, let us know how it went, give us some feedback. We'd love to share some of the results from those.
Great. If anybody's interested in the 4-H program, what do they need to do?
So they can definitely give us a call at 270-756-2182, or you can check us out on our website. I also mentioned our new YouTube channel, and then we do have a very active Facebook page if you'll check out Breckenridge County Extension Services Facebook page.
Fantastic. I cannot thank you enough for coming in this morning. I know you're
a busy
lady.
Thanks
for having me. Come back. Come back. We can talk 4-H anytime you want to.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. So do come back. Good news show's coming up. Y'all stay tuned. 104.3 The River.